Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl Jessica Lane, and welcome back to The Rested Mind. You know, I was scrolling through my phone last night, and let's be real, who among us isn't guilty of that? When this thought hit me like a ton of bricks, are we actually living our lives or just watching them unfold on a screen? Now, don't get me wrong, technology is amazing. It connects us, it informs us, it lets us binge-watch all the reality TV our hearts desire. But ever feel like your brain is constantly buzzing, even when you're trying to relax? Ever felt that little voice inside whispering, maybe just one more notification? Quote, quote, dot. That, my friends, is the siren call of digital overload, and today we're diving deep into why a good old-fashioned digital detox is essential for our mental well-being. Listen up, because I'm about to drop some serious knowledge bombs on you. First things first. Our brains crave novelty. That dopamine rush from every notification, every like, every swipe. It's addictive, but it also leaves us feeling restless and craving more. It's like eating junk food. It tastes good in the moment, but it leaves you feeling empty and unsatisfied afterwards. Second, constant screen time bombards our senses with information overload. We're bombarded with news, opinions, images, videos. A never-ending stream of data that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Imagine your brain like a crowded coffee shop. Too many people talking at once, and it's hard to focus on anything, right? Taking a break from the digital noise allows our brains to process information more effectively, clear out the clutter, and find some much-needed peace. Third, remember those real-life connections we talked about? The ones with friends, family, even that cute barista at your local coffee shop? Spending too much time online can actually weaken those bonds. It's like saying, "Hey, world, I'm over here, but only virtually." When we disconnect from the digital world, we create space for meaningful interactions in the real one, which are crucial for our emotional well-being. And speaking of well-being, sleep is another major casualty of the always-connected lifestyle. The blue light emitted from our screens interferes with our natural sleep-wake cycle, leaving us feeling tired and sluggish even after a full night's rest. It's like trying to wind down for bed while watching a fireworks display. Your brain just can't switch off. So, how do we escape this digital vortex and reclaim our mental sanity? Well, it all starts with awareness. Pay attention to how you feel when you're constantly plugged in. Do you feel anxious, restless, or irritable? If so, it might be time for a digital detox. Now, I'm not talking about going full on hermit mode and living off the grid, though that sounds pretty tempting sometimes. Let me paint you a picture. You're at a restaurant with your friends. Everyone's glued to their phones, scrolling through social media, missing out on the actual conversation. It's like a real-life episode of Black Mirror, right? But then, one person puts their phone down, looks around, and truly engages in the moment. They notice the laughter, the shared stories, the warmth of human connection. They might even comment on how delicious the food is. See, that's the magic of a digital detox. It allows us to reconnect with ourselves, each other, and the present moment. It's about rediscovering the joy of spontaneous conversations, the beauty of nature, the simple pleasure of reading a book without checking our notifications every 5 seconds. Remember, friends, you don't have to go all in on a digital detox overnight. Start small. Maybe dedicate an hour each day to unplug and do something offline. Go for a walk, listen to music, read a book, spend time with loved ones. Anything that helps you disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself and what truly matters. So, go ahead, put down your phone, step away from the screen, and rediscover the joy of being present. Trust me, your mind, and your soul, will thank you for it. And as always, remember to leave a review if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those minds rested and those spirits high. Bye now.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.